Welcome to Pre-K Spot Talks. I am Melissa, your host and the founder of Pre-K Spot, the spot for early childhood educators to open up their teaching. I am your guide down the open-ended child-led teaching path, and together we will explore strategies and ideas so that you may open up your teaching to less stress, more engagement, and an overall joyful child-led classroom. Hello, hello, my amazing educator listeners, and welcome to another enriching episode of Pre-K Spot Talks. I'm your host, Melissa May, and today we have a treat in store for you as we journey into the essence of family engagement. Together, we'll explore the immense power of building strong partnerships with parents and caregivers. We'll dive deep into actionable ideas and strategies and shed a little bit of light on how to effectively navigate the challenges of fostering these crucial connections. First, let's set the foundation by acknowledging the undeniable importance of family engagement in early childhood education. When families are active participants in their child's educational voyage, children will not only flourish academically, but also shine brighter in emotional and social realms. It's a beautiful dance of collaboration, a shared responsibility, which elevates the learning experience to a new pinnacle. Picture family engagement as a team of champions. Each member brings their distinct strengths, experiences, and wisdom. Together, like a well-coordinated team, educators and families converge to bolster the child's growth and success. The ripple effects? A heightened sense of belonging, celebration of diversity, and a classroom that mirrors a nurturing community. Family engagement and connection starts from before school even begins. Just the little things like sending a cute meet the teacher letter with a little bit of information about you and a little bit of information about what the classroom will look like really, really helps. Other things like sending a detailed welcome letter with everything the child will need, everything parents can expect, teacher and classroom expectations, some school expectations, things like that are really going to show that you are organized and ready for the families. Other things like including a video in that welcome letter. I love to do videos. Videos are just so much more accessible for me. And kind of like this podcast, audio is much more accessible for me. I do not love to write. So I love to include a recorded video of myself with a message for the families, like just the adults in the family, and then a separate video for just the children. This really helps everybody get to see you, quote unquote, before they meet you. They get to hear your voice, they get to see what you look like, and then they get to just take in a little message from you. Usually, right around the beginning of school, or I know some people do it at the end of the year, you do a meet the teacher or an orientation. Orientation is another really key moment for putting your best foot forward. And of course, gifts are now the new thing. Please do not feel like it's required or expected, but I do love the idea of some type of little something to give to the kids. Now, I know most of us might have seen something like ready confetti with a little poem so the kids can put it under their pillow the night before school, and it makes them just have a little connection and helps them feel emotionally ready. I really like to do just small, tiny things like a little keychain. I give one to every student because just from that little gift, every student has the same one. They're all now connected to each other. So that adds a layer of connection. Plus, what kid doesn't love getting a gift and what parent doesn't love when somebody offers something? And the thing that kind of is the icing on the cake with all of this is you can give ready confetti or the keychain or both with a little tag with a QR code. And then that QR code can lead to a video of you reading a story for the day before school. I have also included this previously in my welcome letters, but because this year we're doing a day before school orientation, I'm including it on to the tags of the gifts that I'm handing out, which are the ones I just spoke about. That's why I'm using them as an example. I'm giving ready confetti and a little tiny pop-it keychain. And the video is awesome because then again, it's you giving something back to the child, showing them that you care and having another way of connecting with them. So the parents can scan the QR code and I like to read the night before preschool. Of course, any book will do or a book that you feel suits you, but this is, like I said, kind of like a next level kind of thing. People have started doing it, but I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now and parents always comment how much they love it. Plus, you will get so many more views on a video than you probably will reading the letter. So that's why I like to include a video in the letter. Sometimes it repeats a lot of the same things that are in my welcome letter, but that's okay because remember, people need to hear things like at least 7 times before they decide to buy in. And so these are all the things that happen just before you even really truly meet your families and children and get to know them. So let's start talking about some other things. Let's dive a little bit deeper. I'd love to spotlight some truly transformative family engagement activities and strategies that educators can seamlessly weave into their classrooms. So we do an almost monthly family visit. There are no requirements to these family visits except for the fact that they must happen. We invite the parents in, and generally in pre-K, we are doing some type of art activity. I like to leave sort of community building art activities, things that all the kids will do, but then we'll use it to decorate the classroom, or they'll work in small groups with their adults to build one thing. And these can also be a culmination of a study that the kids just did. And so these family visits really are simple. Or can be really simple or can be really complicated, up to you, and very effective. Some other ideas are, and some of these ideas that I'm about to list might be really good ideas for family visits. So like family art day, you know, we can have canvases where families and educators co-create with the kids or emphasizing each child's unique spirit. Now these can be a family visit or this could be like a separate family engagement thing where it's just adults. Another idea is a cultural celebration. It's embracing diversity. This allows children to bask in the glow of their heritage and sharing their traditions through dance, food, stories, and more. Another idea is a day in the life open house. Here's a keyhole view for parents into the enchanting realm of their child's typical school day. It's about a mutual appreciation and bonding. Another idea is a science and exploration fair. This same idea can apply to like an art fair or something like that. Also, home learning challenges. For those families who might find school visits challenging, something like this kind of ensures the flame of learning remains kindled and turning the home into an extended classroom. And something else called digital diaries, a digital bridge that brings families closer, irrespective of where they are, through shared moments and milestones. You know, we've used these digital diaries that are really similar to learning stories. I didn't really realize it until I was kind of thinking about this podcast. I've really been thinking about doing learning stories in the classroom, which I will talk about separately. That's like a whole other podcast in itself. We've done these digital diaries where I've kind of just written up what the child did that day and put it onto a document. And I only did it like about 3 times a year. So it wasn't too much, but it was like a nice little sort of space for the parents to be able to respond back and be like, oh, that was really awesome, and gives them some like talking tips. So if you are somebody who does learning stories, you already know that this similar kind of idea really helps connect the parents, especially if they can't come into school. We also like to do something called mystery readers. And mystery readers are where the parents sign up to come in and read a story to the children. And of course, the children don't know who's coming. This is a really great one for added levels of learning for the children, because then you can do like a guessing game of who it might be. You can give clues, which is really great for this age group. When thinking about family engagement, one metaphor that stands out when thinking about this is envisioning it as a bridge that connects home and school, builds on pillars of trust, communication, and mutual respect. Regular communication avenues like newsletters, parent-teacher conferences, and digital platforms solidify this bridge, ensuring it stands strong against the tests of time. Now, we really didn't touch on these too much because I feel like most people are required to do these basic things. Parent-teacher conferences, newsletters, things like that. I know a lot of people also really like to do like praising emails or a little note home that says, I caught your child doing this great thing. And I like those, but then again, those take up some time sometimes, and they're also not very deep. They're very shallow. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. If you do them, that's fantastic. I've never myself been able to get into doing that. I'd rather go deeper, right? Tell the parents what's really going on, because that's what they're always asking for. And another little note on newsletters and things like that. Like I said earlier, video is really accessible for everybody nowadays. I highly suggest doing video newsletters. They are easier for me to record than they are for me to write. And it takes me about the same amount of time, or sometimes less, kind of just depending on how much I have to share. I do a couple of quick bullet points, and then I just record myself on my phone, upload it to YouTube as unlisted, and then share the link. I have almost every single family or every single adult in each family watching my videos more so than reading my newsletters. And this is by parent omission. They have literally told me this. And just going to put that out there. It's a wonderful tool for family engagement since we live in this new digital video world. So just like every journey, the path of family engagement is dotted with challenges. So when faced with minimal family involvement, it's essential to approach the situation with empathy and understanding. Recognize that every family story is different, shaped by myriads of factors like time constraints, past experiences, personal challenges. The key is keeping the communication channels fluid, being proactive, and always, always prioritizing compassion. I, you know, have spoken to lots of my mentors and people who have guided me along the way, and I'll never forget a story that was told to me about how a very large man came up to this teacher, clearly upset, kind of raving, ranting, while this teacher was dismissing children. And she turned around and said to him, I hear you. I'm here for you. This is not the time. I'm going to dismiss these children, and then we can sit down and discuss everything that you are feeling. And she said that those words just changed everything. They entered the conversation after she was done dismissing the children with mutual respect, understanding, and empathy on both sides. All of his anger disappeared, and they were able to talk about the problem because she knew deep down inside, which she kept in mind, that this problem really wasn't about her. It was triggered. It was something else. It was this issue with the child that triggered something else from a past challenge that this parent had faced. So really just keeping that in mind. I feel like that is much easier for us as early childhood educators because we are generally working with families. I always tell my families that you are the number one expert on your child. I might spend a lot of time with them, but in the end, you are the expert and you get to make the final decisions about how you handle things at home. While they're in the classroom, I'm going to handle it my way, but I will happily hear how you guys handle things and try to incorporate as much as we can together to help solve the children's issues. And really, by giving control and compassion to the parents, I don't have too many parents who are down my throat. My parents generally tend to leave me alone, and I genuinely believe it's because they know that I'm there for their child, and they know that I'm there to work together with them. So just keeping that in mind will really help you get through a lot of typical parent issues that might arise. And just one more little note, of the suggestions that I offered today, just keep in mind that doing too much could put pressure on families who cannot attend. So really trying to find a lovely balance of things to engage in at home, things to engage in person, and providing parents lots of planning time. As a parent myself who cannot often attend many of my kids' things at school because we're 13 miles away from each other, we're in two totally different districts, even though we're within the city, because the city is so big, I need lots and lots of time to be able to ask off to plan for anything that I really truly need to attend. So being really communicative about that for any parent, especially busy parents, is really, really helpful. So to cap this discussion, I'd like to share a resonating thought by Joyce Epstein. School, family, and community partnerships aren't mere extras. They are the very bedrock of educational reforms, heralding higher achievements for every child. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Pre-K Spot Talks. Let's together champion the cause of family engagement, embrace the challenges it presents, and more importantly, bask in its countless rewards. Here's to building stronger, more meaningful partnerships that shine a light on every child's potential. Until next time, let's stay connected and continue to make a difference. Play on.